Hi, and welcome back to Bebo's Legends podcast. Woo! My name's Carrie, and tonight I am joined by the wonderful team made up of
Elias,
Nisi,
and Katie.
Yeah! Yuen hasn't made it tonight. She's sitting in an exam right now, hiding her phone, trying to let us know that she couldn't make it, but this is going to come out on Tuesday, but on Tuesday, you know, we're all thinking about you. Good luck with your exam in the past. Awesome.
This episode was directed by Steve Schill and written by Mark Guggenheim and Ray Utternahit.
So we're a rewatch podcast. So basically every week we watch an episode of Legends of Tomorrow and then come together in a little video chat and talk about what we think of the episode and also hold little fun quiz and quiz sections and just funny stuff.
And this week we watched episode 6 called Star City 2046.
Let me let you into a little secret that most people won't know, because when you listen to a finished product you don't really think about what goes in behind the scenes, but myself and Elias will have probably one video chat a week, but it lasts like on
5 hours.
5 hours. And during that podcast, I mean, this week we both had, well, I say we both, I cried. Elias got stressed out. We complained a whole bunch about the amount of time it takes to edit the podcast. We complain about everything, but it takes so much effort before we even get to this stage that by the time I get here, all my stress sort of dissipates a little bit. That's a good word, by the way. Because like the entire week leads up to this, and then I get here and I'm like, oh, made it. And then the call finishes and I'm like, now I've got to find Elias a really good picture to attach to the email.
By the way, I request baby raccoons this week.
You request what?
A round of applause.
Baby raccoons.
I must clap for you. Baby
raccoons. Thank you, Katie, for the love. Elias, you want pictures of
baby raccoons, yes.
That's a big contrast from last week's request. And I don't know if you want to share with the world what you requested.
I requested Ava Sharp in something that is not a Time Bureau uniform. What did I get? Jess McCallan in lingerie in a TV show called Mistresses. Tying some dude up. Not what I expected. I thought you were gonna go for like the camp outfit or something from season 5.
You know, I almost sent you a picture of her in a Wonder Woman suit.
What?
I didn't. I went with the Mistresses time some Buddha.
I'm fine with that as well.
Anyway, swiftly moving back to the podcast, I've forgotten what we're doing. Oh, the podcast, of course. So guys, what did you think of a Fuck Off the Lines? What did you think of
my drink?
What did you think?
I didn't like that Oliver Queen was in it, just because I don't like Oliver Queen. And that whole dynamic thing between Snart and Rory, it felt wrong for their characters to interact in such a way. I don't know.
Not unnecessary.
Yeah. I agree. Kind of. I mean, I'm one of those people that overanalyzes things sometimes, and I kind of, if you look at the episodes up until now, it was unnecessary and out of character and a bit weird. But if you look at the episodes coming, it kind of makes sense, because obviously that's where Mick sort of loses his interest in being a part of the team and does like a couple of betrayals and things like that. So I don't know. But
I think this episode had a little bit of everything in it. Like a love triangle, drama, fight scenes, friendship growth. I don't know.
I agree.
I just for a moment forgot what the love triangle in this episode was. And was like, yeah, what love triangle?
Couldn't tell that by the expression on your face.
And also the moment when it clicked again, what love triangle it was. Yeah,
you can tell that by the look on your face. Yeah, so let's just dive right in and start tearing this apart. What was your favorite moment?
I think Sarah being dragged in front of Deathstroke at the end of the episode. or near the end of the episode and being completely chill, like, no, my job was just to distract you.
Oh, I love that. That was just great.
I agree. That was a good moment. My personal favourite was, see, at the end, when Sarah's infiltrated the beheading thing that's happening and all that's all going down, and then all the legends come in, and it's like the first time that they're all fighting together in like a proper fight scene, and they do like the whole, like, they're having a little conversation while they're all kicking ass, and it just felt like the legends for the first time ever, which kind of sucks because we're like 6 episodes in and it's the first time it's actually felt like it was something that they might do. But it was one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, and I also can already see that they already started to, like, think that Sarah is gonna take over the Wave Rider because of all the conversations Rip and Sarah have about time travel and don't do's and shit like that.
Of course I liked all the Sarah scenes. Like, they were amazing. I'm here for Sarah.
No you way, her name is literally listed as Sarah Lance right now. Like, why would anyone think you liked her?
I don't know. But I also liked, like, the scenes between Stein and Jax, because I like that, I don't know, I like that Stein is, like, the Papa Bear of the Wave Rider for everybody.
Kind of felt a bit like Jax was finally starting to trust what Stein was saying straight away, rather than them having to have a bit of an argument about it first and having to learn a lesson. Stein says, be confident. So that's what he does. He's like, yeah, I'm confident. It just felt like a bit of a growth for them. I liked it.
Yeah, for sure.
What was your least favorite moment?
That whole situation with Rory being the head of that criminal gang and Snart knocking him out. I don't know.
That whole part was just like, because there was nothing else that they could add to the show and the show was too short, so they just decided to add some Rory and Snart drama to just fit inside. I just felt that was unnecessary.
Like a gap filler. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I also agree with that. I was like very confused. But I also didn't like that Rip wanted to leave. He was willing to leave Sarah behind in 2046. Like, without Stein talking to him, he would have left Sarah behind. And that's not what a good captain does. Like, Sarah would never do that.
Yeah, a good captain shouldn't abandon his teammates. I kind of hate Rip for that. Okay, no offense to anyone who likes Rip.
Rip Hunter is not a good captain. I'm pretty sure that is.
I think Sarah is a much better captain, honestly.
Yeah.
Rip is just a lone wolf that was forced to take a team with him. He would have much rather done everything alone, but he just couldn't.
Yeah, I feel like if you really look into Rip, he is a time traveler. That's what he knows, and he doesn't know anything else. Whereas when Sarah takes over, she's learned the time traveling thing, but she's also a team player, and I feel like that's a good thing. My least favorite part was, okay, don't hate me. My least favorite part was the love triangle. I didn't like it. It felt off brand. I didn't like it at all.
That's true. I mean, like, in the end, Kendra just, like, rejected, like, the both of them. So that was kind of unnecessary, too.
Yeah, I feel like it was good for Kendra to have that realization for herself that she wasn't ready to sort of find herself in a relationship yet. However, the whole, I could see Ray being interested in Kendra, but I couldn't see Jax. Like, it felt just kind of like he was, like, some young guy, just like, she's a single woman, I'm going to go for her. Instead of her actually being a connection. I swear we've barely seen them interact except from, like, last episode when she flew him into the prison. Like, they barely interacted, and then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I really like her. I don't like it. I really didn't. What was the most meaningful moment in the episode for you?
Sarah deciding not to stay in that potential future, because I actually thought for a second that she would.
I mean, aren't we all glad she didn't?
Yeah.
Sarah running out of that bus during the fight scene when she thought that Oliver was shot, because it shows that she's not the monster she thinks she is, that she's still the Sarah she's always been, that she's the cute, caring Sarah that loves her family and friends and would do everything for them.
Oh, so you just had to get in there that you think she's cute, right?
Yeah. I mean, I agree with both Elias and Sarah, but I honestly don't know if there's really like a really meaningful part in the episode for me. I mean, I agree with them. Those were meaningful, but
it does kind of feel like it does kind of feel like the episode didn't fit into the story, like, because season one follows a storyline, and this one didn't fit into that storyline. It felt like they maybe just needed an extra episode, they contracted Stephen Amell.
That whole episode was just like to fill in a gap between episode 5 and episode 7.
Yeah.
To me, yeah.
The most meaningful moment for me was when Professor Stein at the end sort of convinces and explains to Rip that if they do bad things on their journey to being Savage, it just makes them as bad as him. I thought that was a pretty good one, if I do say so myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Next, we head over to the quiz segment where we answer quiz questions and you at home can just play along at home.
Nobody's going to look at you weird when you yell the answers at your phone. I love you too, Kari.
We all love you.
Everybody listening at home, I'm giving Elias some seriously bad hand gestures right now for stealing my line.
Finger guns.
That really needs to be like our secret handshake or something. Like,
yes.
It's
Corona safe.
If anyone ever meets us in person, if you listen to this podcast and you happen to be going to a convention or whatever that we are also at, please feel free to only greet us using finger guns. Wicked. As Nisi said, let's do the quiz segment.
Yep. Where did Rory say he got the heat gun from?
eBay. Jinx.
That was one of my questions too.
Yeah, same, had it written down as well.
Yeah.
Nisi, you're up.
What was Kendra's job in
1944? She was a shipbuilder.
Please, what?
a shipyard welder.
She was a shipyard welder. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. If any of you get this right, I will buy you a present. Okay. This is serious business right now, okay? What number was on the neuromorphic prototype case in the warehouse?
I'm done. It's okay.
Are you shitting me?
No,
okay, 420.
No.
69.
Because it's a fun number.
Can I just go and check right now? Can I just go and check right now?
No, you cannot cheat.
No.
However, I really, really enjoy your spirit.
Get this right.
Five?
Five?
Don't joke.
There was a 5 in the number, but no, it wasn't the number 5. It was number 2517375, and I had to pause and rewind to get that number.
How long does Rip give Sarah before leaving her behind?
One up.
My turn.
Oh, sorry, Katie, go. You can go twice. Go.
Rory named two guys in the gang when he was like the gang leader. What did he name them?
Keep your shit.
No.
And I think you know.
Just say it.
Fonty and Kinnicky.
Yes.
That was my question too. No.
Well no. Done.
Where is Felicity's work kept, and what's the name of it?
Oh, fuck.
It's a warehouse.
It's a warehouse and Adams and O'Neill's, and the entry code is 4587. 4587. I wrote that down. That was
one of my questions.
You people. That was my next question. So
okay,
thank you for that.
What does Snart call the prototype?
Gizmo?
Yeah. Gizmo.
Well done. It's your turn if you have another question.
I'm just like, no. Which arm did Ever Queen lose?
Sorry?
The left.
What?
Yeah, correct.
Which arm did Oliver Queen lose?
Oh, the left.
Hey.
I was listening, I promise. Elias, it's you. Okay, Nisi.
Who does Ray refer to while they talk about Kendra's 9044 job?
What?
Rose Raymire or something?
Rose Rivetta or something.
Rosie the Rivetta, yes.
Well done. Oh shit, it's me. How many guys do they say there are in the warehouse fight?
30?
Did you actually count?
No, they say it out loud. They say how many there are.
Well, I wasn't paying attention then. Okay.
30?
No.
Let's play guess the number. Is it higher or lower?
It's not a number.
A dozen.
Shall I tell you?
What?
Too many. Which grades did Professor Stein skip at school?
Huh?
Second?
Yeah, say it again.
Which grades did Professor Stein skip at school?
Just say it, Nisi!
10 and 11. 10 and 11 grade.
Yeah, Nisi, you need to just start showing these answers out. Well, this concludes our quiz section. Congratulations, everybody. However, I think that conclusively I was the winner.
As always.
Elias is like, no, you bloody well weren't. And Nisi's like, yay, congratulations you.
Next up, we have our Who Said It segment. We do it every week and we basically tell each other a quote and the others have to guess who said it. And let us know on our Instagram and our Twitter how many you got right.
Good job. Okay. Let's go in a reverse of what we just did. So, Kay, you're up first.
I don't know who my people are anymore.
Rory.
Yes.
I thought you were saying that. I was like, that's a really deep thing to say, Katie. However, I do have a quote, but duh. Never mind. Moving on. Well done, Elias. Good job, Katie. You have a habit of getting in your own way.
Not.
Yeah. Nisi, you're up.
You know what I think? I think you think too much.
That's a really nice thing to say, but do you have a quote?
Fuck. Wasn't it Rory?
Yes!
Oh, okay.
I like it.
I just realized that whole episode was really Rory-centered.
Hey, guys. Doesn't my shadow make me look like I've got a quiver on?
Yeah, it does. But, like, can we stay on the podcast topic? Thank you. Because I'm next with the quote, "We're living the dream."
That's not.
Nope.
Rory.
No, Rory.
Yeah, Rory.
Difference of opinion.
Difference of opinion. Snart. After he knocks up Rory.
Yes.
I didn't understand.
Okay. This guy, a friend of yours, I don't like him.
Rory. Yeah.
Are all of these just going to be Rory and Snart?
It feels like that.
Okay. That's fine. Nisi, you're up.
I was quite the ladies' man.
Martin?
Epstein.
Epstein.
Yes.
Go to hell.
Sarah.
Go to hell. Oh, Sarah.
Yes, Sarah.
I knew that. I didn't just say that because Katie said that. I knew that.
Sure.
I said it. I'm not Katie.
I didn't hear you. I wasn't listening. I promise I wasn't. All
it's not like we have the safest line of work.
Sarah.
Yes.
Yeah. Did that one all by myself.
Yay, good job, Harry. I have no more, actually. I didn't think that I had to write that many.
I just wondered why it all of a sudden got really dark in here, and it was a ribbon.
Anyway. Oh, wow.
I know. Okay. Deathstroke. What kind of name is that?
Rory.
Rory. Doesn't mean I don't find your unwavering optimism enjoyable.
Kendra?
Kendra.
Yes.
I didn't know that one. Hey, was it Kendra?
Yes, it was Kendra.
I'm the brains, you're the muscles.
Snort. We'll get your gizmo. You just get this bucket flying again.
Snort.
Yay!
I think that we can conclusively say yet again that I was the winner.
Yes, goddess Kari, yes, praise Kari.
Bye down, bitches.
Okay, coming up next is the Guess the Rest of the Quote segment. So one person will say part of the quote, and everyone else will try to guess what is the remaining part of the quote, and if you're listening at home, you can guess as well.
If I was a reincarnated fucking hell. If I was a reincarnated Egyptian priestess,
I would do the same. I would do the same.
Yeah.
I would probably do the same. Yeah.
What?
I don't know. If I was a reincarnated Egyptian priestess, I'd probably feel the same way. And I'm gonna give it to Nisi. Because Elias, you did not say the right words.
Ha ha ha.
Finish the quote. It's not money. It's not jewels.
But be glad that I'm desperate to steal anything as of right now. I don't know. That's the meaning.
No.
It's not even a valuable artifact, I think.
Yes.
Ooh, well done.
All my friends and family are dead.
Sarah.
Wrong segment.
I'm so tired. This is
This podcast is gonna be a fucking mess again.
Sorry, guys. Try that again.
All of my friends and family are dead.
Don't you think it's a bit funny that you're laughing while you're saying that?
It's a little bit funny.
This feeling inside.
I'm not one of those who can easily hide. So, what's the rest of
the shut up!
Quote?
Missy, sing!
No, this is a podcast.
The rest of the quote? What?
Yeah, what is the rest of the quote? Tell me, guys.
Oh, my
guys.
Family, you're dead. I'm very sad.
Except for Oliver Queen, who is dead in sight.
Who's
and
only dead
his
on
left
the
arm.
Wow. You
got it.
Wait, I'm going. We'd be the...
What? Can you please repeat?
Yes, I can. Finish the quote. We would be the...
And I'm done.
Chainsaw in the timeline? I don't know.
No.
Spread eagle bondage? I don't know.
The kings of the city? Robbie says that to Snorp.
No.
Right?
Like the gay lovers who take over the city and make it rainbow.
You guys should be the writers for this. These ideas are flawless. No, okay, I'll give you a clue. This is something that somebody says to somebody else. Bear with. Snart says it to Rory when he is convincing him that they should continue to help the team save the timeline.
We would be the baddest, baddest.
We'd be the baddest sons of the bitches in the something.
We would be the two baddest sons of bitches of all time.
Oh, interesting.
I'm going to give you all a half point because you tried really hard.
Oh. I still want to picture Snart and Rory on a rainbow doing the Titanic thing and just being gay lovers.
That would be fun. That would be fun. I would laugh and cry running around on the floor.
It's a very descriptive picture. Thank you. Nisi, do you have a quote?
Yes. Finish the quote. If I may offer one word of advice.
Confidence.
Elias.
The whole quote, Elias.
Just the word confidence, then the sentence was over.
Yeah, no, wasn't it? If I may offer one word of advice, that
word would be confidence.
Seriously?
But you get the point.
You get
because
half.
Because I'm nice.
You get half a point because I'm the boss and I say so.
Oh,
she says so, but I give you 1 point. She gives you half a point, so you get 1.5 point.
No, you don't. Nisi says you get 1, I say you get half, and I'm the boss, so you get half.
Okay, I'll just go with my next quote. You lay a hand on me again.
And
I'll burn too.
You'll burn too.
Thank you.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You guys were too fast. Finish the quote. What's the point in stopping Savage?
If in the process we become as small as he is. I don't know, something like that.
If that means the city I love will be destroyed.
No. If we get immortal like him in the process.
In the process, we get as immoral as him or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something.
If we let him fuck us in the butt, I don't know.
Do you guys just want to keep on arranging?
If we become as immoral as him in the process.
Yeah, if we only become as immoral as he is in the process. Well done, Katie, that's yours.
Yay!
You did not say it exactly right, okay?
You said immoral in the process.
You said immortal the first time, right?
Okay.
You can have a quarter of a point.
Thank you.
What do I get for my really, really bad improvisation and ideas, fantasy, whatever?
You can have this free air.
Okay.
Anyway, Macy, do you have any more quotes?
Yes.
Go on, then.
If you put it like that.
Blah, 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 and I don't know what.
If you put it like that, I'm kind of amazing.
Are you? Are you really?
Who said that?
I didn't say that. It was Jax.
Oh,
I remember now.
Of course he did. Duh. I blocked that whole part out.
It was also really awkward to watch, so yeah. I'm out of quotes, by the way.
Nisi, do you have any more?
Yes.
Of course you do. She's probably got the whole fucking script there, and she's just going to be like, and? Finish the quote, and?
Finish the quote. It's because this city will always...
need a green arrow.
Yes. Finish the quote. I've noticed her throwing.
What?
I've noticed her throwing.
Looks. You looks kind of... just wanted to talk German. Jesus Christ.
Fuck Jesus Christ. Is that not what you said last week? Jesus
Christ. Jesus Christ. Yes, fuck.
There you go. There it is. That's our slogan. On a t-shirt.
I need a t-shirt.
Guys, I feel like put it on a t-shirt should be our slogan.
And we need to put it on a t-shirt.
Put it on a t-shirt. Okay, do you have, did we answer?
No.
What was the question?
I've noticed her throwing.
We did answer that.
No. Not in the wrong way.
I've noticed her throwing things at you when you're not looking.
No.
Coconut
Stein
your butt.
Said it, so why would Stein said something like that?
Or birds at your neck.
I've noticed her throwing one or two glances your way.
Oh, we were really close.
Oh. Yeah, coconuts at your butt is almost the same.
Exactly.
Almost.
Do you have any more?
No.
Oh. Jolly good. Okay, coming up next, we have our hypothetical fight segment. For those of you who are listening for the first time, we borrowed this. We did not steal it. We borrowed this from Stephen and Mel's podcast. How'd you do it? Basically, the idea is that we're going to give you two characters and we are going to discuss who would win in a fight. And if you want to play along, we're going to pop a poll up on our social medias, Twitter and Instagram, and you can vote to see which one you think would win. And in the next slide, you get to see why you thought that. And obviously, because Stephen Amell is listening to our podcast, we would like to say thank you for your genius idea.
Thank you.
Finger guns, and I just snapped against my nose. That was did not do good.
I'm so proud of you.
At least I don't hit myself across the face with a bow staff.
Listen, if you use a bow staff, you've hit yourself in the face with it.
It hurts.
See?
It hurts.
Okay, go.
It sucks.
Okay. This week's hypothetical fight is between Slade Wilson and Grant Wilson.
Ooh. Oh,
nice.
Ooh. Because Grant Wilson did actually manage to take over the city, so he must be good.
Yeah.
However, Slade Wilson is a psychopathic son of a bitch. I vote Slade.
Slade.
Guys, we actually have to discuss. Like, the whole point is that we're going to go in depth.
I'm so sorry, but, like, Slade Wilson just feels more like... I mean, his son is a psychopath, too. I'm not going to say no to that.
I feel like Slade has more experience.
Yeah. I think he's not this... He isn't this that young, almost teenager, who's... doing like, hey, I'm cool, I did cut off Oliver's arm, he's so cool. If he just went on with it faster, he would have actually managed to kill him.
If he wanted to cut off something from Oliver.
Listen, I think that, see Slade and Arrow, that was some fucked up shit, like the whole killing Oliver and Thea's mum right in front of them, and that was, like, he's crazy. And then you add the whole Mirakuru into his system, and he's not only crazy, but he's strong. Like, and then with all his special forces training, he's...
Yeah, and he's also been on the NU, so he has gone through, like, really a lot of hardship. And he also, like, trained Oliver, so... He has a lot more experience.
Yeah, I mean, I know we don't know Grant's background. I mean, we find out a bit about Slade Wilson's son later in Arrow, but I don't think it's the same version, obviously, because this is a different timeline that doesn't happen. So yeah. I just think that we don't know enough about Grant to say that he would be the winner of that fight.
That's true.
Well, wasn't also Slade Wilson... the one that put bombs all over Lian Yu?
No, that was Prometheus, right?
Oh, okay. No. I didn't watch Arrow that closely, so...
Slade was there, though, but he was in the jail on Lian Yu that all
of them...
And he's the one that takes Oliver to find Thea's body. It's not Thea's body, it's not the dead spoiler.
Whatever.
Nisi, what do you think?
I think Slate.
Why?
Reason, please.
Well, first off, I didn't even remember that Slate had a son. okay. And because... First off, this timeline never happened. You know. And Slade, I don't know. Just, I know Slade better than Grant, so I think Slade.
Awesome. So, okay. Like we said at the start, if you want to vote, there's going to be polls up on social media and you can tell us what you think. So look out for those. They'll be in our story and on our Twitter feed. Woohoo! So coming up next is our Would You Rather segment, where we give you two options and you can pick which one you would rather be your reality. Again, there'll be a poll on social media for you to vote on these and another slide so that you can let us know why you would pick that, if you so please. So this week's Would You Rather is, would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone but yourself?
I would just politely decline both, because 10 minutes, what do I do with 10 minutes?
The whole point in this is that you can't. You have to pick one or the other.
Then I'm going to take mine, because it will look like, oh, you're going to go for a second, then you're going to go to sleep.
I would also choose 10 minutes to look at my own future. I mean, like, if I look at other people's future, how's that going to benefit me? Technically, that doesn't help me. If I look into my own future, I can see whether or not I'm dead yet. If I have a good job, probably don't, but it's fine.
Nisi, if nobody talks, it's your turn.
Yes, Nisi, it's your turn.
She didn't turn off her microphone. I thought she was still thinking.
I don't literally never turn off my microphone. Go ahead, Macy.
But she does. So, first off, what do I do with 10 minutes?
Whatever you like. You don't know what it is you could see. What if you see yourself getting hit by a car, so you then don't
sleep
off that
path? Then I'm full of anticipation.
Can I pick those 10 minutes, or will I just see randomly 10 minutes of my future?
No, so you can see 10 minutes into your future. So, like, if you're walking down the street and in 10 minutes' time you're going to step off the pavement and get hit by a car, you then know not to step off that pavement in 10 minutes' time, because if you do, you're going to die.
But if I look 10 minutes into my future, and I see myself washing someone's hair, then that's not helping me.
Well, fuck you. Okay.
Okay.
It's 10 minutes
for my future.
Okay, so I would also pick 10 minutes for my own future, but I've got an actual reason instead of you guys being like, oh, well, it doesn't benefit me. Mine is deep and meaningful, okay, but I did get longer to think about it, so it doesn't really
matter. Tell us. So we understand.
So mine was that if you see someone dying, like let's say for example you see your sister or your children or your dog or your brother or your mum or your dad, that can be like horrible. I would rather see myself die than somebody I love die. So.
I said, if I see in my future, oh, you're gonna get hit by a tram in the next 10 minutes, everything I feel is anticipation.
Yeah, but it's only 10 minutes. It's not like you've got 100 years of anticipation.
Yeah, but still, I'm anticipated to get hit by a tram for 10 minutes. And then I get hit by a tram and die, so win-win situation.
You can change the future.
Well, what if I don't
want to? Win-win situation.
This is getting really deep. Did you just say, what if you don't want to?
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking. Sweet, right, we've gotten through all the segments. Does anyone have anything else about the episode that they want to see?
Nope.
I do. Oh, so see towards the end of the episode, they're sitting around and they're discussing like what they've been up to that day and like, oh, did you win the fight, blah, blah, blah. And Gideon pipes in and she says, well, Kendra actually did all the work and whatever it is she says. And I'm sitting listening to that and I was like, she's been listening to our podcast because all we do is say how the women do everything and the men just sit around and like bitch about things. And she literally says like, well, Kendra did all the heavy lifting while you guys were just trying to get fired in her.
Did you just say, well, you guys were just trying to get in her?
No, I said fired into her. It's a Scottish thing. Like, whoa! Slow down! No, I did not.
How did Ray get back out of Kendra?
God, here we go again.
That's still a question.
Oh, no.
Did we ever get an answer to that?
No.
Nope.
No.
He just burst out of her, as
you see. Must have had a hole.
There must have been a hole.
Must have been a hole. So yeah, I wanted to say that. I thought that Gideon was representing us big time during that little bit there, because that's obviously something that we see all the time. And I also wanted to say that there was part of the thing that just didn't add up to me, and if you watch Arrow you might agree, but I think Sarah asks like what happened to Felicity, and Oliver says Felicity left when all of this went down, or like after all this went down Felicity left, and it just felt like that would never happen, because
Felicity is always at Oliver's side. I mean, like if you watch Arrow, like she's always staying by Oliver. She never left.
Exactly.
So the sense that she just suddenly left.
Yeah, no matter what they went through, she never left. And I don't think there would be anything that could cause her to leave. So it just didn't feel right. I don't feel like there was a single circumstance that could make Felicity leave. Take a breath.
Thank you so much for listening. Next week, we're going to talk about the episode Marooned. And if you have anything to add to us, if you don't agree with our opinions, if you agree with them and want to tell us that, if that was an English sentence, I don't think so, but I don't care. Reach out to us on Instagram or Twitter. On Instagram, we're at Bebo's Legends Podcast, and on Twitter, we're at Bebo's Legends. Yeah.
I feel like we're both looking at each other like...
Was it Bebo's Legends or Bebo's Podcast? But I think it was Bebo's Legends.
Hmm. But yeah,
Bebo's Legends.
I'm on it. Yes, it's Bebo's Legends.
But yeah, thanks so much for listening. We value you.
Yeah.
Bye.
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 Bebo's Legends Podcast. I la la love you too.